Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi and welcome. This is Nicola Beer, and I'm going to be talking to you about infidelity today. How to help your spouse heal from your affair. If you've had an affair but have regrets and hope to save your marriage, don't let another mistake-ridden day go by without listening to some of these tips. Or perhaps you're listening and you're the one that's been betrayed and your cheating wife or cheating husband has unintentionally keep on hurting you more and more after they've apologised and after the affair. And in their attempts to try and help you, they're actually making you feel worse. If this is true, then you might want to give them this audio or suggest, if they're willing, to get some of the free resources that I have on my website, which is www.savemymarriageprogram.com. Most unfaithful partners underestimate the damage and fallout after infidelity. Many claim that they just didn't think of the consequences, and often when faced with losing what they have, they panic. This panic can lead them to make further mistakes in their attempts to help their injured partner. Having studied and worked with hundreds of couples going through this, today I'm sharing the secret of a helpful apology, which is so important that it really is one of the foundation steps to healing after an affair. And I have more about this. So if you're interested in finding out more about how to heal your relationship after the affair, then I recommend you visit one of my websites. I have www.poorpeacecoaching.com, which has speciality on infidelity. And then I have the Save My Marriage program if you're looking for that kind of support. So recommend you check those out. So let's get into, first of all, what is an affair? An affair is a sexual relationship or a romantic friendship or passionate attachment between two people without the other spouse knowing. So let's get into how can you make a helpful apology and what's helpful and what's not helpful. Well, number one, you need to show empathy. And it's got to come from your heart. Successful repairers know that half-hearted apologies prolong and even defeat the healing process, whereas sincere apologies and demonstrating genuine empathy speed up the healing process. You may think that, obviously, apologizing is a simple, obvious step. But what many fail to recognize is that unless your spouse knows that you understand the extent of their pain, you understand how much it's hurting them, then healing is impossible because they're going to keep on wanting to express it to you. They're going to keep on wanting to punish you maybe or to share how upset and how difficult they're finding it because they don't really think you get it. So you could save yourself and them a lot of pain and wasted time if you really, really show them how sorry you are and really, you know, speak from your heart and show them that you understand the devastation caused. In order to explain what I mean by a helpful, heartfelt apology, let me first go into detail about unhelpful apologies I've heard over the years. For example, I'm sorry if I've upset you. I'm sorry if I've caused you pain. If can cause offence. It's clear that you've caused pain, and this may lead to a reaction like, what do you mean, if? Is there any doubt that I'm suffering? Do you think I'm making this up? Another one that people say is, I'm sorry for your hurt. When you say, I'm sorry for your hurt, your puts the onus on them to heal the relationship. Sometimes the person that's been betrayed can think, I've got to deal with this hurt, and then I've also got to save the relationship because I've got to get over it. And actually, it's a joint effort. It's hurt both of you in the relationship. Both of you need to heal, and so does the relationship. And so sometimes if you say, I'm sorry for your hurt, it can leave them annoyed because you haven't acknowledged the damage to the relationship as well as to the future you have together as well. Another one that a lady complained that her husband said is, I'm sorry for whatever damage I have done. Clearly the word whatever is never a good idea, because often when someone's been hurt, they want to, you to know exactly why they're hurt, what's going through their mind, so that you can show that you've understood the pain they're going through. So rather than offer empty apologies, other ones that just say, I'm sorry, let me give you some examples of how to show your sorry in an engaging way and how you can emphasize and empathize with them. So here are some helpful apologies. I feel terrible for how badly I have hurt you. I deeply regret the pain I have caused you. I will do whatever it takes to make this up to you. That must have felt awful. I can't imagine how you feel right now. I'm so sorry. I love you, and I promise never to betray you again. So as you can see, these helpful apologies show that you understand the pain. Number two step when making a heartfelt and getting the apology right is not to wallow in guilt or self-pity. Often, sometimes, I see couples in really suffering after an affair because one of them is, or the betrayer, is just so consumed with their own guilt. They can't believe what they've done. They're in shock. And rather than spending time and energy on healing the relationship, they spend time and energy focusing on themselves, thinking, how did this happen? Why does this happen? I'm such a bad person. You don't deserve me. And they become so insular and so removed and withdrawn that actually acting and being withdrawn is not going to help your spouse heal, and it's certainly not going to help the marriage become strong and fulfilling and happy again. So just don't fall into the trap of becoming so wrapped up in your own recrimination that you fail to help your spouse with their pain. Yes, your spouse needs to know that you're sorry for the heartache you've caused, but not how sorry you are for how guilty you feel and the shame you have brought to yourself and to your family. So show remorse, but definitely be careful not to dwell on it. For example, don't repeat things like, I'm such a bad person, you don't want to be with me, I hate myself, I'm such a failure, I feel so guilty, I can't eat, sleep, I'm in so much pain for hurting you, you're better off without me, and the shame I've caused. I will never, ever forgive myself. In saying all of these, what you're doing in a way is slightly pushing away your spouse, and it's kind of victim, when in order to help your spouse, you really need to be strong. I love you. I'm sorry. Reassure, reassure, reassure. That's what you need to do. I'm going to be here for you. It's never going to happen again. I can't believe it happened, but I'm here now. Let me know what I can do. They need you to be strong for them. So, and what I will say is, if you are having a hard time forgiving yourself and are full of self-regret and resentment, then get some support for yourself. I work with plenty of men and women who have cheated on their spouse. And as part of the tips and the tools that I give them to help their spouse heal from their affair, I also help them to let go, to forgive themselves, and to allow themselves to move on. Because self-punishment really won't help you, affects your health and well-being, and it certainly won't help your spouse. Another thing which is really important is to hug them when you cry. So this is step three. Hug them when they cry. I realise it's difficult to hold your spouse and to see your spouse suffering. It's difficult to listen to them. It's difficult to answer all of those questions that they want to ask you again and again and again and again. However, if you're able to hug them when they cry, if you're able to listen to them, if you're patient with them, and you go over and you allow them to continuously say things to you, then that is really going to help you help them heal. Another really important aspect when you're apologizing and taking the first steps to help your spouse heal is to accept full responsibility for your actions. Successful repairers acknowledge that no one made them do anything, and they recognize that nothing can ever justify intimate, emotional, cyber, or physical betrayal. And this means no shifting blame or excuses onto the faithful spouse. This means not saying, well, you weren't there for me, or you didn't give me this, or you did that. Because when you do that, how are they ever going to get over it? If you're saying that it's their fault, or if you're saying that other things led you to it and you're not in control, how can they trust you that it's not going to happen again in the future? They really need to be able to trust you. And get some support for yourself, again, if you need support from this. So sometimes I've helped people when they're helping their wife or their husband heal from their affair, and they've realized that actually they weren't as open about their needs not being met. Next time, to strengthen the relationship, they are going to be more open. They are going to deal with past issues. They are going to face or break some addictive habits. So what do you need to take responsibility for that's going to strengthen your relationship? Have a think about that. What do you need to take responsibility for that's going to strengthen how you feel about yourself and how successful you are in your life? What needs to change? And if you can show your spouse you're actually making changes, whether it's dealing with past issues or focusing on other areas of your life, what can you do that's demonstrating, I've really taken this as a life lesson to move us and myself forward again? And here are some other things that what you can do in order to help your spouse heal from an affair. Number one is cut all contact with the other party. Provide all social media details and access to your mobile phone and accounts. That can really help rebuild trust. Take action to rebuild trust daily. Trust cannot be built with a overnight. It's not a light switch that you can just flick on or off. It's more like one of those dimmer switches. Over time, with consistent action, trust can be rebuilt. And I've got plenty of tools, and if you're stuck not knowing what those actions are, do get in touch with me. Then work on reconnecting and loving each other in the way that you both want to be loved. Give them what they need to get through it. Whatever they need, ask them and give it to them. Provide as much information as they need. Sometimes you may think, well, I don't want to go into the details because that is going to hurt them more. Actually, what hurts people more is knowing half-truths. Because you can tell if you've only been given half the story, number one. And if they were to find out later, then it's going to hurt them even more. Let them know where you are and how they can reach you, especially at the beginning of the healing process. Really show and demonstrate how you've changed and are committed to making the relationship work, and recognize and support them through any difficult triggers or flashbacks that they may be having. Now, whether you believe it or not now, I have hundreds of couples that either write into me or that I work with that say to me that the affair is the best thing that's happened to them in their relationship. So it really is possible to take the pain, the destruction and devastation, and turn it into a new marriage, a new you, a new loving union. And it all starts with that heartfelt apology. So I really hope that was useful to you today. Thank you for listening. If you are interested in having a free consultation with me, you can book your Save My Marriage consultation at my website, www.savemymarriageprogram.com. Have a wonderful week ahead.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.